Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Rosh Hashanah 12. The rabbis taught in a braisa, if one picked a vegetable on the eve of Rosh Hashanah before the sun went down, in time for it to be assigned to last year's harvest, and they then picked another vegetable after the sun went down and Rosh Hashanah commenced, so that it is assigned to this year's crop, we may not separate truma or meiser from one from the other, but because we may not separate truma and meiser either from the new crop for the old or from the old crop for the new. The point being, just a few minutes separate from one year to the next. If you do before the sun went down or after the sun went down, and that separates the different types of vegetables from what they could be used. How interesting. Just a few minutes can make all the difference. And that's so true in life. Just a few minutes can make all the difference. If you're walking your kid to school, I've had the privilege last year and this year to be able to walk my kids to school and pick them up from school, which is really beautiful. I love the idea that the kids are able to say goodbye to their parent and pick up their parents. Some people need babysitters to do it. Some people go on buses, but Baruch Hashem, we are able to have a community preschool, community school to be able to do that is a wonderful thing. So when I walk them in and we see the security guard, all it takes is not even a few minutes of your time, a few seconds of your time. Hi, how are you? Good morning. Thank you so much for keeping our kids safe. Thank you so much for this, for that. Have a wonderful day. And when we pick up the kids, thank you. Have a great day. Just a few minutes of our day can literally change someone's day. You go to the Starbucks, you go to the Dunkin' Donuts, you go to this, that, or the other thing. Thank you so much for this drink. I hope you have a great day. Does that really kill a person to do? Does it take more than a minute, a few minutes of your day? You could literally brighten their day. All day long, these baristas are working head to nose, getting orders, back orders, and this, and everyone takes it gruffly or, thanks. Half-heartedly saying thank you, half-heartedly doing this or that. A few minutes of your day can really make all the difference in a really prominent way. The mailman comes or the garbage man comes. Thank you so much. Have a great day. When you call someone for customer service, thank you so much. How is your day going? What's your name? Always really nice to ask people what their name are so they feel like they're a real human being. I had to call out customer service the other day for Amazon. I got the wrong jacket for my daughter and I got the wrong this or that. And I said, hi, how are you? What's your name? And they said, Charlie. Oh, Charlie, thank you so much. How are you today? Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate you asking me that. Because people don't ever ask. They bellow, they belligerently talk, or they demand things, expect things, and they right away yell at customer service as if it's always customer service's fault. It's not. When we deal with people, when we're interacting with people, the Gemara teaches us here, just a few minutes can make the difference between old vegetables or new vegetables, and kava chomer alachas kama v'kama, just a few minutes in every person's life can really make all the difference. What can you do with a few minutes today? Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 13 here on the TTD.